So have you ever wrestled with the idea of God's judgment and how could a loving God send people to hell, especially people who have never even heard about Jesus before, right? It's a common question I get a lot of time. Like, how does that make any sense? Huh? That doesn't seem very just. That it just seems like, God, what are you thinking? Like, shouldn't they get like a pass or something? Like, they didn't willfully reject your son Jesus. They didn't willfully reject you. Why would you send them to hell? Ever wrestled with, the idea of judgment, especially when it comes to people who have never heard about Jesus before? How do we make sense of that? How do we justify this idea of God sending people to hell who have never even heard about Jesus? How do we reconcile that with God's loving nature? I'll do my best in a short little explanation, okay? Give us some answer, and you can explore more later. But here's what Romans chapter 2 says. So open up your Bible to Romans chapter 2, starting in verse 12. The Bible says this: all who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when the Gentiles, who do not have the law, do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them, and at other times even defending them. This will take place on the day when God judges people's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. So the Bible here is showing us that when judgment day comes, when every one of us will stand before God's throne, we will all be judged. But according to this text, we're not all going to be judged on the exact same kind of measurements or standards. Jewish people who had scriptures, they're going to be judged according to the law, according to the light they've received, is sometimes how we put it. Jesus talked about when he preached the gospel in different cities like Chorazin and Bethsaida. He went to these towns and they rejected Jesus. And he says, watch out. Oh boy. He says, it's going to be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on those days, on the day of judgment, than it will be for Bethsaida and Chorazin. Why? Because Sodom and Gomorrah, they didn't know about Jesus. And so, yeah, they made some very foolish, sinful decisions, but they didn't have the light of Jesus, of the gospel, to respond to. Bethsaida, Chorazin, they had Jesus come to them and preach to them, and they rejected him. And so Jesus says they're going to be judged a little more harshly because they received more light and they rejected it. So the Apostle Paul here, God's word, is telling us that we're all going to be judged based upon the light we've received, and we all are responsible for responding to that truth and living according to that truth that God has revealed to us. Francis Schaeffer, he wrote a book, I think it was called like The Church at the End of the 20th Century, where he talks about the day of judgment. And he says, on that day, he basically gives this analogy. It's like God has put a invisible tape recorder around everybody's neck. You're born and all of a sudden you have this invisible tape recorder on your neck, and all throughout life, it records everything you say, specifically all the times you say, to somebody, you ought to do this. You kind of pass judgment on other people, and you say, I can't believe you did that. And you talk about treating people nicely and treating people fairly, and you ought to forgive, and you ought to love, and you ought to be generous. And it's on judgment day that God will just play the recorder and then say, okay, so that's the standards that you knew were right and wrong, right? You clearly had a standard of truth to live up to. Did you live up to it? The expectations that you had for other people, did you live up to those expectations? And the reality is, no, all of us have not lived up even to the own expectations that we have of ourselves, that we have of other people. All of us fall short of that kind of internal compass, that conscience, that directional that says, okay, this is the way you should do it. And all of us realize that we've all failed. And so when judgment day comes, God isn't going to judge people based upon, you know, the Bible. If they haven't heard anything about the Bible, if they've not been exposed to the Bible, he's not going to say, you didn't obey Romans chapter 5. You know, he's not going to say, you know, you didn't receive Jesus if people hadn't heard about Jesus. No, they will be judged for, hey, did you lie? Did you cheat? Did you steal? Did you honor me as your creator? Did you respond and live according to that light that you have received, the truth that you knew was right or that was wrong? Now, as Christians, this gives us a real burden, should give us a burden and obligation then to take Jesus all over the world. Because everyone, if we're really honest with ourselves, we realize that all of us are hopeless. All of us have not even lived up to our own standards. That means we all need forgiveness. We all need redemption. We all need this good news of Jesus. And so it's on us to then take it all over the world to make disciples, to help more people follow Jesus, because he is everybody's hope. He's the only solution. He's the only way that we can stand in that judgment and say, yeah, I messed up, but I've received your grace, God, because of the way I put my trust and my dependence in your son, Jesus. So he's the only hope. He's the only escape for all of us. All of us have fallen short of the standards of the Bible or of just the standards that we have had for ourselves and other people. So that's what the Bible says very, very shortly about how do you reconcile a loving God and his judgment, even with people who have never heard about Jesus. I hope that was helpful.